May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu was salamu alayka ya rasul allah
salatu was salamu alayka ya rasul allah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib allah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib allah
as-salatu was salamu alayka ya nabiy allah
salatu was salamu alayka ya nabiy allah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nur allah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nur allah. Allah.
Welcome back, viewers of Madani Channel, to the weekly program Spiritual Cures. Without wasting further time, I'd like to add one of the benefits of reciting Durood and Salam upon the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that undoubtedly your names along with your identity are presented to me. Therefore, recite excellent salat upon me, i.e. with the most beautiful words. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's introduce our guests that we've got with us this week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
To my right, we've got Sajid bhai. How are you, Sajid bhai?
Alhamdulillah.
Are you okay?
MashaAllah.
Looking well as always. MashaAllah. And then to my left, we've got Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, Fiaz bhai? Are you well? MashaAllah. Thank you for joining us. JazakAllah. Are we ready for the program?
Alhamdulillah.
Are we ready with today's segment as well?
InshaAllah.
InshaAllah. InshaAllah. So let's see what we've got in our list of questions that we've received. I've been told we've got some calls as well. So inshallah azawajal, we will introduce them as well. We'll start with some of the questions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This person who sent this message is saying that I am a student of Jamiatul Madina. Please give me a wazifa for success in my studies. Jamiatul Madina, you're probably already aware what Jamiatul Madina is, but for those of you, just for your benefit, Jamiatul Madina is the Islamic University of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, we have several branches here throughout the UK, and this University of Dawat Islami, it's not only the boys, but also the girls as well. So we've got girls, separate university, Jamiatul Madina for girls, and then we've also got the Jamiatul Madina for boys. For any further details, you can go onto the Dawat Islami website and then request further details in regards to the Jamiatul Madina. And another one. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So this person who sent in the message is saying that we don't have any children. We both, as husband and wife, desire that Allah Almighty grants us pious children. Please, can you give us a wazifa for this? Thank you. May Allah Almighty bless you with this happiness of having righteous and pious offspring. May Allah Almighty grant you this happiness. Inshallah, the brothers will give us something. And may Allah Almighty grant you this happiness soon. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salah, how are you doing, brothers? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, la kulli hal. We hope you're okay as well. Is there any spiritual cure for cataract, please? Thank you and I appreciate it. Cataract is like the...
Motia.
Yeah, it's like something that comes in front of the eyes, like a sheet. Like it sort of like blurs the vision.
It disturbs the vision.
Yeah.
Can't see properly.
Yeah. Cataract. Oh, apne maine chara.
Chara.
Chara, huh?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I did have some istikhara requests I've seen as well. If I can just... Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So code word, give me a code word. They're saying code word is sky. Code word is sky. So remember that because you've given a code word, it's an indication to me that you don't want your name mentioned the program, so that's not a problem. Once the istikhara is performed and I'm about to give the reply for the istikhara, then the code word will be mentioned. So if you keep a pen and a notebook handy, along with giving the reply for the istikhara, we usually give you a spiritual cure as well. So you gain the opportunity to take note of that as well. So code word is sky, so I've taken note of that. And you've said that, can you please do istikhara for me? I don't know what is wrong with me. I'm always feeling exhausted. I can't be bothered to do anything. I'm always feeling tired. Don't feel like going to work. Always wanting to change my job. I don't have any sukoon, any peace in my life. Always feel like there's a challenge. And it feels like that everyone is against me. I do recite Durood-e Paak daily. I do recite Surah Fatiha and also Ayatul Kursi daily. I make dua, but still I'm not gaining sukoon. So you've sent your name, okay, and you've also sent your mother's name. Inshallah, we'll do the istikhara and see what indication we get. Ji, are we ready with the spiritual cures?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ji, Ashab, first question. A Jamiatul Madina student requested a wazifa for a success in his studies.
Jee.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you success. Dear brother, continue your studies with steadfastness. Insha'Allahul Kareem, success will come to you. Keep striving, my brother. Your efforts will lead you to success, insha'Allah. Azza wa Jal. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has given us this beautiful wazifa for success. The beautiful wazifa is Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Recite 111 times Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum with blessed Durood-e Paak once before and once after it, and then make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your success. Insha'Allah al-Kareem, you will achieve success.
Inshallah.
This practice is also beneficial for legitimate exams, interviews, starting a new business, and for other permissible wishes, insha'Allah al-Kareem. The second request, a wazifa for children. Brother, first we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless you with righteous and pious children. May your offspring be the comfort of your eyes, the joy of your heart, and a means of salvation and sadaqah jariyah for you. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Brother, whenever you ask, you supplicate to Allah for children, you should ask for righteous and pious children. Now I'm going to share you a spiritual wazifa. Please listen it carefully and recite it accordingly. Insha'Allahul Kareem, you will be blessed with the children. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. The wazifa is for those without children. Recite Ya Matinu, Ya Matinu, Ya Matinu 41 times after Fajr and Isha Salah. So after Fajr and Isha Salah, 41 times Ya Matinu. After Zuhur and Asr Salah, they need to recite Ya Hamidu 41 times. Ya Hamidu, Ya Hamidu, Ya Hamidu 41 times after Zuhur and Asr Salah. And now after Maghrib Salah, they need to read 41 times Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyumu. So I'm going to repeat again. After Fajr and Isha Salah, 41 times Ya Matinu. After Zuhur and Asr Salah, 41 times Ya Hamidu. And after Maghrib Salah, 41 times Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu. If you desire a daughter, you will have a daughter. And if you desire a son, you will have a son, insha'Allahul Kareem. Continue this practice until the desired goal is attained. Recite Salat upon the last Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam each time at the beginning and end.
Subhanallah. So that was three different wazifas for pious offspring. After Fajr and Isha, Ya Matinu. So all three of the wazifas were 41 times. After Fajr and Isha, Ya Matinu 41 times. after Zohar and Asr, Ya Hamidu 41 times, and then after Maghrib, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu 41 times. Subhanallah, and Salatul al Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before and after each time.
Each time.
Subhanallah, MashaAllah. I've not heard this one before. This was new for me, but Alhamdulillah. May Allah Almighty grant them pious offspring.
Ameen, Ya Rabbi Alameen.
Haji, can I include a couple of calls? If the calls are ready, if I can include a couple of calls, please.
I'm Wasim from Preston, Lancashire. There was a question regarding the istikhara I've just got done for somebody. It's come back to us, obviously, with black magic and stuff. But the family... they are not able to do the, you know, the 11 strings for obviously to remove the black magic. Is there anything else other than obviously the tawizat and stuff? Is anything else that the family can do in this situation other than the 11 the strings?
So brother Wasim from Preston, he's saying that he's had a istikhara done for somebody, some family member or somebody, and in the indication they've mentioned that it's amliyat, so it's black magic. He's using the term black magic, but magic. I think they've been told to do a certain amal, but they're going to find that difficult, or they're not going to be able to do it for some reason if there's any alternative. So if you can have an alternative for amliyat or for magic, as in how the brothers mentioned. G, and the second call, please.
My name is Abdal Abbas and I'm from Bradford. I have pain in my lower back. Please tell me some wazifa for it.
Okay, brother from Bradford, lower back pain. If you can have a wazifa for lower back pain, please. The istikhara request that we received, code word was sky. Code word was sky. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara that we've got is of azmaish of test. So nobody's done anything on you, there's no evil eye or anything like that. So the indication is of azmaish of a test. I'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. I know you mentioned that you are doing some orad of azaif. I'm going to add to your general orad of azaif that you do. This is very simple. After Asr Salah, if you recite what I'm going to mention, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, 7 times. After Salatul Asr, once you've performed your Salatul Asr, recite Ya Wakilu 7 times with Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before and after, inshallah. And do this every day without fail, inshallah. If Allah Almighty wills, then this period of test will come to an end soon, inshallah. Ji, are we ready with the...
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The question was asked about the cataract. First of all, we make dua that this problem of cataract go away. The wazifa is beautiful. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Salamu. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Salamu. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Salamu. 41 times, obviously, in the beginning and at the end, Durude Pak, and then recite this and take a little water in your palm and blow it onto the water and rub that water on eyes. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will see the difference. I remember Haji Sahib last time, it was a similar kind of wazifa when Haji Sahib gave us a Badani pearl that make sure you have a piece of fabric in your lap so that the sacred water doesn't fall onto the floor. This way, inshallah, Zawajal, continue it. Continue doing it for 7 days. Inshallah, Zawajal, the problem of cataract will go away. And on top of it, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, make it a habit of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 3 times after every prayer. After every prayer, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 3 times, and blow on your fingers and rub them on your eyes and make it a habit for the rest of your life. Inshallah, Zawajal, you won't have any of this cataract problem and it will be, inshallah, Zawajal, protected. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'd like to include another istikhara request. The brother sent in a message. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the brother has sent in a code word, urgent. Code word is urgent. So inshallah, this code word will be mentioned before we give you the reply for the istikhara. You've mentioned that, can you please do istikhara urgently for my very young child? And you've sent his name and his mother's name. And you've mentioned that he's having a very high fever, but doctors cannot say any reason why it is happening. Is it just medical or evil eye or something else? May Allah Almighty grant your child a speedy recovery. May he recover very quickly. It is a test, I know, for parents, and it's quite worrying, but be patient and keep making dua, because parents' duas are accepted in the court of Allah Azawajal for their children. Reciting, inshallah. We'll do the istikhara as well, and we'll give you a spiritual cure. Do recite this as well, inshallah. May he get healthy soon, inshallah. A couple of more questions we'll include into the program. We've still got a bit of time for the segment. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qari sahab, my 12 years old daughter has got a fever. Can you please suggest any spiritual cure? Inshallah, we will be giving one anyway, but they've got two, we'll have a choice then, which one they want to act upon. So may Allah Almighty grant your daughter a speedy recovery. May she recover quickly. May the fever subside soon. We will give you a spiritual cure in regards to this, inshallah. Maybe we're getting a sudden change of temperature. It's getting quite warm after a cold spell. So this also can make an effect as well. But inshallah, we'll give you something. Another question we'll include into the program. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you give me a spiritual cure for black magic? May Allah Almighty grant you reward for this. We usually use the term magic and not black, because magic really doesn't have a color. I think we mentioned this, but I think it's the terminology that has sort of like been created amongst the public. It's just black. If you say magic, it is not enough effect in it. It has to be black. So inshallah, we'll give you a wazifa for that as well, inshallah. Gee, are we ready with that?
Gee, inshallah.
Yeah, one. If you start with one, then I think that will probably take us to the segment time. So if you do one, then I will see.
Inshallah, Zawajal. I'll move on to the caller. He was Wasim Bhai from Preston, who called. They had the istikhara done from somewhere, and they were told to follow that amal of the 11 strings and all that, but they couldn't get through. Anyway, first of all, we would recommend you should rather get it done. If in any case that cannot be done, then La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah 101 times. Recite this before and after Durood-e Pak, and then blow onto the person who is affected with magic. And along with this, write this down again, the same La ilaha illallah 101 times on a piece of paper, and that piece of paper goes into the water. And then let them drink this water. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the effect of magic will be vanished. Inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Can I add here one request for a wazifa regarding black magic? So, is a very beautiful wazifa. It's not hard, very simple. Ya muhyi ya mumitu. Ya muhyi ya mumitu. Ya Muhyi Ya Mumitu. Invoke this Ya Muhyi Ya Mumitu 7 times every day and perform them on yourself. Magic will not affect you, inshaAllah.
MashaAllah. There's a couple of more questions I've just received. I'll just include them as well, so my brothers can already have them down. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam rahmatullah barakatuh. Brother, hope you're well. I've got an exam in 2 weeks. Any wazifa to pass the exam? I failed before my... I think he is trying to say he's failed his exam previously. Because he's saying, I failed before my exam. I thought, you can't. If you haven't taken the exam, how can you fail before the exam? But I think what he's meaning to say is that he's failed previously. So I think he's probably retaking. Oh. And he's got an exam in 2 weeks. So a success in exams. So that's a wazifa. May Allah Almighty grant you success. May you pass your exams with ease. We will give you a wazifa, but do revise. Don't just rely just on the wazifa. You do need to put some effort in as well. Another question. Salam. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Brother, how are you? Can you give a wazifa for me? I had an eye infection a few weeks ago. Now my eyelids get very dry and difficult for me to open my eyes in the morning. And sometimes I feel burns. Any vazifa for this? So eye pain and so he had the eye infection. So I'm presuming he probably used some medication for the eye infection. So the infection has gone away, but his eyes have become very dry and they're difficult when he opens in the morning. So he's finding difficult opening them. And also from time to time, he feels like a burning. I think there's one it's coming to my mind, but let's see what you come out with. If it's the same one that I'm thinking about or whether you give something else, inshallah. So eye burning sensation and dry eyes, if you can have something for this, please. And that does take us, and it is time for our weekly segment. So the segment of the day, today's spiritual cure. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madni channel, if we start any work or task and we face the failure, it doesn't mean that we give it up. No, we should keep on trying. We should keep on trying. And inshallah, azzawajal, one day we'll get through. Along with this, alhamdulillah, azzawajal, Amiri Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Ul Aliyah has given us a very beautiful wazifa to avoid failure in any work or task. All you have to do is to recite, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, 111 times with blessed durood once before and once after. And then make dua, means supplication. If Allah, the most generous wills, inshallahul kareem, you will achieve success. And this practice is beneficial for exams, interviews, starting a new business, and for other permissible wishes, inshallahul kareem. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, what a beautiful spiritual cure. Today is one with many powers. Subhanallah. So, you know, like you mentioned, that success in anything that's permissible. Subhanallah, we have people who are looking for a job and they've been for an interview and they don't find success. Then we have people who are saying that, you know, I keep getting proposals, but it doesn't seem to happen. I'm not getting married. So this is quite a regular one that we have. So this is also sufficient for that. Just, I think some minutes ago, I mentioned regarding somebody who's having a retake in his exams and he's wanting a spiritual cure. Even this, inshallah, we'll give you something else as well. But even this is sufficient even for exams. Subhanallah. Somebody is starting a new business. Somebody is starting some new project. Somebody's got an interview. Somebody's starting a new business. He's trying to sell something. He's not gained any success in trying to sell that. Maybe somebody's got a house he's selling and he's struggling and he can't sell it. Or maybe you've got a car that you've been trying to sell and, you know, different buyers come. They come and look at your car, but, you know, they just look at it. They don't take it. So you want somebody to come and take your car, then subhanallah, this wazifa is for you. MashaAllah. The team have got a beautiful wazifa. So I'm hoping that you have taken note of it. If you haven't, it will be on the screen. Just take a quick snap and inshallah, this will come in handy. Do pass it on to friends and relatives as well to take advantage of this particular spiritual cure. SubhanAllah. We did have an istikhara request. I'll give that reply and then I'll pass it on to the brothers so they can give you some more spiritual cures which were requested. We had an istikhara request. The code word was urgent. I'm about to give the istikhara reply for that. Code word is urgent. It was regarding your child that had very very high fever. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara is of ajmaish, of a test. So may Allah Almighty bring this test to an end soon. May Allah Almighty grant cure to your daughter. I've got a spiritual cure for you here in regards to this. And like I mentioned earlier, in regards to the sudden weather change, and we have got the temperature sort of shot up and it is quite warm now. So when you have a sudden change of temperature, when it's cold and all of a sudden it gets warm, or whether it's warm and all of a sudden it goes cold. So then this does have an effect on some people, and some people can get ill. So this particular spiritual cure is in regards to fever. And it's mentioned that either write yourself or you can get somebody to write it for you. You need to write Ya Ghafuru. Ya Ghafuru. Remember, no Irab needs to be written here. So you don't need to write Zabar, Zair, Pesh or anything. But you need to write Ya Ghafuru. So now here, something important, which is like a rule in regards to when you write any ta'weez, any amulet, that those letters which have a circular, that need that circular can't be colored in, it needs to remain open. So here, for example, when you're writing Ya Ghafuru, you've got Ya Alif, so that is fine. Then you've got Ghain, and then you've got Fa. So when you join the Ghain with the Fa is a round circle. So it can't be colored in, it needs to remain open. So the Fa circular needs to remain open, and also then after the Fa you join on a Wow, and the Wow also has a circle, so that circle can't be colored in as well, it needs to remain open. So you'll write Ya Alif, Ghain, Fa, Wow, and then Ra at the end. So the Fa and Wow, the circular needs to remain open, it can't be colored in. So you need to write Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru three times on a piece of paper. You need to make that into an amulet, plastic coat it, sew it into material or leather, and then get the patient, i.e. here, your child, get them to wear this inshaAllah. If Allah wills, then their fever will ease off inshaAllah. So they can't wear it around the neck, or they can wear it around the arm. And inshallah, the fever will subside, this fever will go away, inshallah. So the person who sent in the message in regards to black magic, this is your wazifa for you. Ji, if you can mention.
May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect all of us from enemies, from magic, and from the evil eye. Ameen. Wazifa for the protection against magic. Ya Muhyi, Ya Mumitu, Ya Muhyi, Ya Mumitu. Ya Muhyi, Ya Mumitu. Invoke this Ya Muhyi, Ya Mumitu 7 times every day and perform them on yourself. Magic will not affect you, insha'Allahul Kareem.
Subhanallah.
Brother Abdal requested a wazifa regarding lower back pain. My brother, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal you and give you a complete shifa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove your pain and give you strength. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Here is a beautiful wazifa Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah has given us for back pain. While placing your hand on your back, read this. Ya Allahu Ya Hakimu. Ya Allahu Ya Hakimu. Ya Allahu Ya Hakimu. 21 times. InshaAllahul Kareem. The pain will soon be relieved. Recite it daily until cure is achieved. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll include an istikhara request that we've received. The code word is sun. Code word is sun. So I've taken note of the code word. I will mention it when we're giving the reply for the istikhara. You've mentioned that Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You mentioned your name, and then you're mentioning your son's name, and you're saying that you've sent in his date of birth as well. That's not required for istikhara. You mentioned that my son was studying at university and he was doing medicine and has failed a recent exam, and now he doesn't listen to me. He wanted to get istikhara done in regards to this. May Allah Almighty grant him success if he has applied for a retake. May Allah Almighty give him the ability to pass the next time he does. We'll do the istikhara, inshallah, and let you know if there's any reason, any indication that we're getting in the istikhara. Not to worry, and we'll give you some spiritual cure as well, inshallah. Ji, have you got some?
Ji, I've got one for the fever. The question was asked to subside the fever. We have a very beneficial wazifa here. All you need to do is to write down La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu 30 times on a piece of paper without Arab, without Zair and Zabar. And put that piece of paper in a bowl of water and let the patient drink it 3 times a day. Just a little water every time, 3 times a day. Inshallah, Azzawajal, within a day or two, the fever will be subsided. Inshallah, Azzawajal, it will go away. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Got the exam one and also got the eye one, yeah? The eye dryness. I'll also include another couple of questions, inshallah, as well, so keep you busy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So this person who sent in this message, they are saying that I don't feel like worshipping these days. Please, can you give me an action to do that will make my heart incline towards worship? May Allah Almighty remove this feeling or this kafiyat that's upon you. May Allah Almighty grant you the ability to perform His worship. May Allah Almighty grant you an inclination towards worship. May you become steadfast upon your worship, inshallah. We'll see what the brothers have got for you in regards to this. So inclination towards worship, inshallah. We have a zifa for this, please. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bhaijaan, do you have any wazifa for the protection from jinnat? Brothers, have you got something?
Yes,
sir. Inshallah. So brother is asking, he wants to be protected from jinnat. Subhanallah. I've got there's something which I will recommend, but let's see if the brothers mention that. If not, then I'll add it on at the end, inshallah. Jee, brothers, are we ready?
Jee, sahab, someone requested a wazifa for success in exams.
Jee.
So here is a beautiful wazifa, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. They need to recite Suratul Ikhlas 16 times along with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time after the five prayers whilst in a state of wudu, and keep practicing this amal, inshallah azza wa jal, success will be achieved. So when they finish complete namaz, they need to read 16 times Suratul Ikhlas every time with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the second one, someone requested a wazifa for eye disease. If someone has got a eye disease, then they need to read Ya Shakuro, Ya Shakuro 41 times, blow onto water and rub it over the eyes. Insha'Allahul Kareem, your problem will be solved.
Jee. Istikhara request which we received, the code word is sun. Code word is sun. And you sent in an istikhara request regarding your son that he had an exam quite recently and he's failed it and he doesn't seem to be listening. Maybe you're asking him to retake and he's not wanting to or whatever. But the istikhara has been performed. In the istikhara, the indication is of evil eye. The indication is of evil eye. So nobody's done anything to remove the evil eye. I'm just going to give you a spiritual cure in regards to this, if you can take note of this. So it mentions here that, write, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu. Write, so you can either write this yourself or you can't get it written. You need to write, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu 786 times on a piece of paper, plastic coat it, make an amulet out of it. So whether you sew it into material or leather, and then the person inflicted with the evil eye needs to wear it around his neck or arm. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, the influence or the malicious influence of evil eye, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, will wear off, will be removed, Insha'Allah.
Okay. The wazifa was asked about the jinnat. So we have got three spiritual cures to undo the evil influence of jinns. If someone invokes, means recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 21 times before sleeping, he will be protected from sudden calamities, i.e. sudden unwanted, unexpected incidents, attacks from wicked humans and jinns, and the occurrence of sudden death on that night. And Ya Allahu Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Allahu Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Allahu Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu. Keep on reciting this in abundance. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the evil spirit will go away. Inshallah. And let's see what Haji Sahib has got for us regarding this.
The protection from jinnat.
The protection from jinnat.
I'm going to mention something which my Shaykh, my Peer or Murshid have given us, SubhanAllah. Maybe many of you have watched this. I think they've given it several times. Those of you who are regular in watching Madani Muzakara, which is live every Saturday, Then Amir al-Sunnat, mashallah, as well as other words of wisdom, they also give us some treatments in regards to whether it's illnesses or general day-in, day-out problems. And this particular amal which they mentioned on the Madini Muzakara is actually a sunnah of the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that when you're going to bed, before you go to sleep, then if you stick your palms out like this, so they're facing towards the sky, and then recite durood upon the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Remember, every spiritual cure, any wazifa that we do, we always recite durood before and after. So recite durood once in the beginning, and then recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Surah Ikhlas, i.e. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, the complete surah. Once you've completed Surah Ikhlas, then you'll recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim again, and then recite Surah Falak, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ, the complete surah to the end. Then you'll recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim again, and you've got these, your palms open like this during this, and then you recite Surah Nas, i.e. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, the complete surah till the end. Once you have recited all three surahs with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time, then end with the Durood Sharif at the end, and then blow upon your palms. Once you've blown upon your palms, then upon your apparent body, you know, whether it's the head, the face, the arms, your apparent body, as far as you can reach and touch, then wipe your hands over. Once you've done this once, then hold your palms out again and repeat the same process, i.e. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falak, Surah Nas, blow upon your palms again and then repeat the process the second time, and then again the third time. Once you've completed this the third time and then performed dhamm and then wiped your apparent body, and then inshallah we will go to sleep, and inshallah, if Allah wills, nothing will harm you, whether it's jinnats, whether human or anybody, inshallah, you'll be protected from all types of calamities and issues and problems, subhanAllah.
Aishab, once I've heard Nigrani Shura saying in one of the Ijtimai Park that Amir al-Sunnat doesn't sleep in the daytime, but if he does, he makes sure he follows this wazifa.
SubhanAllah.
And SubhanAllah. Imagine how powerful this wazifa would be. And on top of everything, this is sunnah. MashaAllah.
Yeah. One thing is sunnah, so you'll be rewarded with the intention of acting upon the sunnah. So one is you're gaining benefit of whatever issue or problem that you are, but you're also getting rewarded as well because you're following or you're acting upon a sunnah with the intention of acting upon the sunnah. But remember, you know, because you mentioned that Amir al-Sunnat don't mention anything until they put it into practice, then they mention everything. So whatever that comes from, you know, from Amir al-Sunnat, Alhamdulillah, They actually achieve the benefits, and then they actually propagate that as well. SubhanAllah.
No doubt.
And that you'll be fine for all sorts of things.
MashaAllah.
I think we had something for the dry eyes. Was that given? For the dry eyes? That was given. Okay. Then we had something for inclination. I've ticked that one. So I've got one which is due regarding inclination towards worship. Somebody was... didn't like to do ibadat. Is that ready, or shall I mention?
Okay. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you sincere and focused in your worship. Dear brother, remember that even if you don't feel focused, you should still pray. Sometimes distraction come from shaitan. Keep worshipping Allah. Insha'Allahul Kareem, your heart will start paying attention. Here is a beautiful wazifa. The wazifa is Ya Muhsi, Ya Muhsi, Ya Muhsi. If one does not feel inclined towards worship, he should invoke this name, Ya Muhsi, 7 times while placing his hand on his chest before sleeping. InshaAllahul Kareem, enthusiasm for worship and spiritual devotion will soon flourish.
Inshallah. I just want to include another istikhara before we move on to some more questions. This sister sent in this message. Code word is health. Code word is health. And you're mentioning that, can you please do an istikhara for me? I've been anxious. So she's been feeling anxious since the age of 4 or 5. And she feels since she's been 14, she's always feeling depressed. She's now about 20 years old. So she's gone through a lot of difficulty. May Allah Almighty make it easy for you. May Allah Almighty remove this test that you're going to remember. It's all the test. May Allah Almighty grant you patience upon this. May Allah Almighty remove this test, make this test to come to an end soon. But do hold on to patience. I will perform the istikhara. I will give you the reply, the indication that we get in the istikhara. I will also give you a spiritual cure as well. You've not mentioned where you are here in the UK, but I will certainly advise that do find out if there is a spiritual cure stall in your locality. We do have separate stalls for the sisters, and we also have the brothers' stalls. There's many stalls covering the major cities in the UK. So do find out which stall is available in your locality, whether it's a sister's stall where you can go yourself. And if the sister's stall is not in your locality, but you do have a brother's stall, then I'm sure you can send some family member, brother or maybe your father or somebody could go for you. And I would definitely recommend that you gain a taweez in regards to this and wear that taweez. Alhamdulillah, we've got many blessings in regards to this taweez, which is specifically for those who suffer with depression and anxiety and etc. So do gain this taweez. We will do the istikhara and give you the indication, and inshallah, I will give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well. So do have a notebook and pen handy as well, inshallah. Shall I mention a couple of more questions? So then you've got a while, and then I'll do the istikhara. That's what? I forgot all about that. We've got some calls waiting as well. If the calls are ready, can I take another two calls, please?
Muhammad Adam Attari, talking on TV. Please share a wazifa to increase and attain a strong memory.
Brother Adam's asking for a strong memory. Subhanallah. I think he's probably trying, getting ready for his exams as well. If it's the same Adam that I'm thinking about, then he's got exams coming soon. So he wants to have a strong memory. So if you can have something for strong memory. Second call, please, if he's ready.
My name is Muhammad Abdul Rahman. I'm from Dundee, Scotland, and I want to request for the wazifa. Is there any wazifa which can be recited for gaining blessings in sustenance so that the sustenance is increased?
So brother from Scotland, Abdul Rahman, I think they mentioned. Blessings in sustenance. Inshallah. May Allah Almighty give you blessings in your sustenance. Inshallah. The brothers will have something for you. Inshallah. They'll give you a wazifa in regards to this. If you make a start. To the
dear Sub, regarding strong memory. Dear Adam, always try to do good things and stay away from bad things. Watching bad movies or doing wrong things can make your mind weak and make it hard to remember things. Here is a beautiful wazifa Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah has given us. Invocation for strengthening memory. Recite Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu 7 times and recite Surah Alam Nashrah, full Surah Mubarakah, 21 times. So first Ya Alimu 7 times, then full Surah Alam Nashrah 21 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time, and blow onto the water. A child or elder with a weak memory should be given this to drink. Insha'Allahul Kareem, memory will become strong. Second caller was Abdul Rahman Bhai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your halal earnings with abundance. Dear brother, remember that prayer, namaz brings blessings in your income. So keep offering all 5 daily prayers regularly. Continue to make dua to Allah, and inshallah al-kareem, Allah will bless your rizq.
Sure.
There is a very beautiful wazifa that Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah has given us. Please listen it carefully and note it down. If someone recites Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu 100 times and then recites this Ayah Mubarakah. The reference of this Ayah Mubarakah is Sura number 25, Surah Ashura, Ayat number 18. Allahu latifum bi'ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. So first 100 times Ya Latifu
And then one time this ayah mubarakah, Allahu latifum bi'ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. Once he will have blessings in his sustenance, insha'Allah al-Kareem.
Insha'Allah, insha'Allah. Subhanallah, mashallah. Beautiful wazifa there for blessings in sustenance. The istikhara request we had, code word was health. Code word was health. They're about to give the istikhara reply to you. Code word was health. This is your istikhara. The indication in the istikhara was of the evil eye. So I'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to the evil eye. And then also I'm going to give you something in regards to the anxiety and depression that you're facing as well. So the first spiritual cure in regards to the evil eye, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 60 times with Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after, perform them upon yourself. So inshallah the evil eye will be removed. And in regards to the anxiety and the depression and the sorrow that you are facing, that you're going through, recite La Hawl Sharif. La Hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. La Hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. La Hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. You need to recite this. You might be saying, you said 60 with the previous wazifa. 60 must be a good number. So you need to recite this 60 times as well. Subhanallah. So you recite La Hawl Sharif 60 times with Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after, and you'll perform them upon water. Once you perform them on that water will become spiritualized. So you need to protect this so it doesn't fall down, etc. and get disrespected. And that water you will drink then, inshallah. And by drinking this spiritualized water, inshallah azza wa jal, the anxiety, the depression that you are feeling, inshallah azza wa jal, will be removed. That does bring us to the end of the program. I know we had a few more calls, but inshallah we'll try to include them next week. Let's make a quick dua. We're actually right at the end of the time. A quick dua for all the people who have sent in messages. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. O Allah Almighty, grant blessings in our good deeds. O Allah Almighty, protect us from sins. O Allah Almighty, grant blessings in our life. Grant blessing in our sustenance. O Allah Almighty, grant cure to our ill. Grant them cure through the air that they breathe, through the medicine that they take, through the water that they consume. O Allah Almighty, grant our ill, whether they're ill at home, whether they're ill in hospital, grant all our ill complete and speedy recovery and complete cure. O Allah Almighty, grant our parents a long life. Amen. O Allah Almighty, those whose parents have passed away, grant them paradise without accountability. Allahumma. O Allah Almighty, those callers who have sent in, whether they were pious offspring, O Allah Almighty, grant them. You are the one who provides. Accept our lawful du'as. Grant those who are wanting children, those who are wanting boys, grant them boys. Those who are desiring girls, O Allah Almighty, grant them girls. O Allah Almighty, those who are struggling to find a job, make it easy for them. Grant them an easy job, which is sufficient for them. O Allah Almighty, those who are struggling with any type of issues, any pain, O Allah Almighty, remove their pains, remove their issues. We had a few people who had problems in regards to magic. O Allah Almighty, protect us. O Allah Almighty, protect us from from Satan. Protect us from our nafs. O Allah Almighty, protect us from all types of calamities, all type of problems, all types of issues. And when it's our last moments, grant us the ability to recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That does bring us to the end of the program. Don't forget to join us next week. Same time, same place. Where?
Only on Madri channel.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.